I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Bureau of Land Management wants to lease a chunk of Colorado land to oil and gas drillers. Some of it is right next to the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve. 91.5 KRCC's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
The park hosts the tallest sand dunes in North America, great undulating hills of yellow sand. It looks like a perfect place for a herd of camels if it weren't for the snowy alpine peaks in the background. Anna Lee Vargas directs the local environmental group Conejos Clean Water, and her family's been in the area for six generations.
So my first concern was, what is this going to do to our air quality? What is it going to do to our water quality, our water? I thought, uh-oh.
Stephen Hall is with the BLM. He says drilling in the area could bring in a lot of royalty money to the state and the federal treasury, though at this point it isn't clear how much.
It's not a guarantee that if the BLM offers these parcels for lease that they will ever be sold. And is not a guarantee that if sold, they will ever be developed.
The BLM is set to release an environmental assessment next week, followed by a 15-day public comment period. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Congressman Doug Lamborn has signed on to a letter to the Navy urging the military branch to reconsider naming a secular humanist chaplain to represent the Navy Chaplain Corps. According to a press release from Lamborn's office, the Colorado Springs Republican and 45 other members of Congress say the secular humanist worldview of the appointed chaplain doesn't meet the requirements of the role, which is described as facilitating religious belief. This is 91.5 KRCC News.